when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there. We certainly do appreciate you tuning in. You are listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'm the proud founder of Blood River Radio, and we are syndicated nationally and internationally by Liberty News Radio. And this is just in case you're wondering, folks, can you believe February has gone this fast? It's February the 24th. In the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, 2024, as we've always said, and we'll continue to say, because this continues to be true, that Jesus Christ Almighty, there's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. People, this is a Christian radio show, even though a lot of people say that we're too violent, but that's too bad, so sad. And we always start out, before we do anything, with a prayer. I'm going to say a short prayer, but first, before I do that, I'm going to read some really crucial scripture. I won't say preach because I'm not an ordained minister, but one of these days soon, I would love to take, I'm going to read you some stuff from the King James Bible, from Ephesians, namely the second chapter of Ephesians. I'm going to start, I don't have time to cover the whole chapter. I'm going to start at verse 8. So this is Ephesians, second chapter, verse 8. This is very important, if you're a Christian. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I wish I had time to go over and explain all these verses, but here we go. I continue. These next few scriptures could be entitled The Unity of All Believers. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles, in time past, you were Gentiles, in circumcision, you were Gentiles in the flesh, whom are called uncircumcision, but by that which is called the circumcision, the flesh made by hands. In other words, the people that considered themselves to be circumcised, a.k.a. the Jews, they used a derogatory term, which was the uncircumcision. The uncircumcision, when they talked about the uncircumcision, they were talking about the entire group of mankind outside of the family of Jews. Then it continues. That at that time ye were without Christ. This is a key verse right here, I think. I'm going to repeat it. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. See, that right there, see, that should hit with some of our identity brothers and some of our Baptist brothers, thinks this is Jew, Israel is Israel. This right here says, he says right there, this is verse 12. At the time, before you had without Christ, before when you were without Christ, ye were not, you were alien. You were not the commonwealth of Israel, But once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, folks, you become Israel, what we call us Israel. And this may be kind of complicated, but you can go over to the third chapter of Galatians. Will say pretty much the same thing. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, there is no male, no female. There is no Greek, there is no Jew. There's no bondman, none freedman. I'll continue. Verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. See, he destroyed the separation between the Israelis who had had God with them from antiquity. He broke that wall down. And even after he broke that wall down, the Jews no longer could rely on their being the only group of people in the world who had, like, for instance, the tabernacles they hauled all over creation. Anyway, here we go. I hope that makes sense to you. I'll take some time to go over all this. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. So he got rid of all the old laws. He got rid of those old laws. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof. People, this is really some heavy stuff. I'm going to continue on a little bit more. I gotta hurry up because I don't want you to think this is going to be the holy hallelujah Hawking hour. Anyway, back here we are on verse 17. And came, I'll redo this. And he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof, and came and preached peace to you, and were afar off, which were afar off, and to them that were nigh, that were close by. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God, and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I'm coming through the end. In whom all buildings fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together with a habitation of God through the Spirit. Glory be to God. So what he's saying there in a nutshell is the same thing that Galatians said, and it says it over and over through the scriptures. If you, once you become a believer, once you, in other words, let me go here. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. It all says it. All these verses say, in a nutshell, say the same thing. Anyway, people, thank you for listening to that. I'm certainly not a preacher. I'm certainly not the greatest Christian to ever live. That's for damn sure. In fact, in some ways, I'm really a piss poor Christian. But you know what? I don't have to be great, because just like that scripture I just get through saying, you're not saved by your works. You're saved by grace through faith, by grace through faith. And it says, even that faith is not yours. It's impossible to have faith without God Almighty, without the Holy Spirit. So anyway, people, that's pretty much it we'll have tonight. I'll give you a quick outline. Let's hear for the prayer, in other words, for the prayer in the scripture reading. One time, you know, I'm really hankering to do a whole hour on this one time and explain each little verse. I have, you know, I don't do it by myself. I have a Nelson's Bible Dictionary. I have an instruction Bible. It's not just me. But anybody, if you have common sense and if you pray for the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and direction, it's easy to understand. I mean, it's simple. Scripture was not made to be complicated. But anyway, before I run out of time, I'm getting a little bit too long with the tooth. We'll have Sister Nancy Hitz coming on sometimes. I'm surprised she's not here yet. Somewhere between the middle of this hour and the last 15 minutes of this hour, we're going to bring on Fred Leutcher. Because this is German. I forgot to announce, this is the last Saturday of German month. We celebrate all things German. You can say what you want to about Fred Leutcher, but there's nobody in the world like him. There's nobody in the world that's recognized by three nations on this planet as being not just an expert, but the expert on gas chambers. He's recognized by this nation of Canada, United States, in some states in Germany as being the expert. He's the only expert in the world that was called, I believe it was in 2007, to the Erzsundo trial. Erzsundo denying the Holocaust. We'll get more about that in just a minute. I'll tell you some more as soon as we come back, folks. Hang on to your seats.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. We just had the Big Kahuna himself tuning in, trying to make sure that we're getting you the audio like we should. And also, Sister Nancy is here. I know Sister Nancy has got to really re-impress because the Big Kahuna himself, Sam Bushman, just in, he was here. And Jay, you know, when you get Jay and Sam along with Miss Lizzie in, taking care of your audio, hey, you know that you must be loved in the world, man. But anyway, Sister Nancy, I see you're kind of late in here. I was trying to preach this. Some of this gospel was meant to direct it right at you because I'm thinking you might be a heathen. I don't know. But anyway, no, I was just kidding you, darling. But I was just giving a quick outline of what we're going to do tonight. And we'll bring Sister Nancy in. I'm going to take off and do a few things I want to do. I'm going to have to really go fast because there's a lot of stuff I have to do to cover. I want to. We're going to go back and recap a little bit of what we talked about last week. And one thing just makes my – and here's one thing I'm going to cover first. Before I go, Mr. Sister Nancy, just say hello to – just hello all the people out there and let them know that you're still here and you're still the big boss. So go ahead, Sister Nancy. Say hello.
I'm still here, little Eddie, and I've got a list of things. I wasn't sure whether they were going to be on this hour or the next hour, but I've got a couple of notes, quite a few notes.
We'll bring them. Yeah, we probably have too much, but we'll bring them in. We'll fly by the seat of our pants. We'll bring them in at our leisure, or if they're leisure, they'll understand. But I'm gonna kick off with this. This still makes my blood boil. I think we covered this last week. Some a 3-star Air Force general said, and I quote him: "American boys will fight and die in Israel for Israel." That needs to be repeated by not just by Blood River Radio, but a lot of other programs. That should infuriate you. I've just sent some stuff out to one of my last remaining Southern Baptist friends today, trying to knock the scale off their eyes. But that is so horrible. I just got through reading the second chapter of Ephesians, and it just destroys the hell out of all this praise and all this worship to Israel. The Jews in Israel right now, it's been proven. Oh, you can prove it by Scripture, by God. They're of the Antichrist. This nation of Israel, the so-called, there is no nation of Israel. You got a bunch of Jews over there that are occupying Palestine, and they're not only just killing the Muslims that you Southern Baptists hate with all your might, because you worship these Jews. They're killing Christians, but you don't care because they're killing Christians, because anybody that gets in the way of the Jews in Israel, you say, yes, you'll be killed. Okay. I'm going to go right back to the next island. I'll bring you in soon, Sister Nancy. Here's another item. We have a one who used to be one of our associates. I used to admire him. I won't say his name, lest I become, the unwashed. But we have a guy, he's proud, and I don't know if he joined the National Guard or just the regular Yankee Army. He's a lawyer, and I say this, any white man, especially any white Christian American that would join the Yankee Army right now, you have got to be stupid. And I'll repeat that, you're stupid. You're joining the most evil army on the face of the earth. This is the very army that came down to the South and just raped and killed women, old women, young women, killed young boys, old men. And there, you know what? And if you join in there right now, the entire United States military has been taken completely over by the Jews and by Israel. Everybody knows that. So if you join that, the army, the Yankee army, why don't you just go all the way? Just go the other 10, you went 90%, go the 10% and join the damn IDF. Join the IDF. Better yet, join the Mossad. Join the Mossad. And if this is the last thing, I'll shut up. I wanted to cover this because we're running. I wanted to cover this really bad. I was watching a clip by Colonel Douglas McGregor. I was kind of suspicious of him for a long time, but he's making some good points. He says, and I'll go over this real quick. The Ukraine is just a shell. They've lost over. They've had over 450,000 deaths. Soldiers killed. These are white boys being killed by white Russians. You got white brother killing white brother. It's been that way ever since the Jews have got control of the West. And these Jews are laughing their butt off, just like they did in World War I and World War II, where they had just millions of white Christians killed. Millions of them. That's the whole point of these wars. But this right here says, and how many times you've heard me say the same thing Colonel McGregor said, and he elaborated a little bit more. He said that pretty much the reason the West, he said the West has been, he never named a Jew. He went right up to it and named who, without it saying a Jew. He said the same forces that has completely taken over the West, including the United States, here's what he said. Here's why they want to get rid of Russia. And here's why Russia, on the opposite side of the coin, do not want to give up their nation. He says, because Russia, and see if you've heard this sounds familiar, is the only European nation left that has a national identity. They have a national common language. They have a national common religion. They have a 1,000-year-old history that cannot be written. They have a border. They have not torn their borders down. They're not bringing in millions and millions of degenerates, Christ-hating colored people. He says that they will not allow sexual deviancy there. They do not allow queers and lesbians running their schools. And how many times have you heard us say on this show right here, Russia is the largest has the largest nation with the largest depository of white people left in the world. It is the only Christian nation left in the world. And though we've said that a million times, I'm glad that the Colonel, we agree with each other. But that's what's going on. And here's the solutions. You heard me say the solutions. We have to do in a legal way. And when I say legal, I mean biblical, biblically legal. We have to organize, for instance, on a county level, or better yet, a state level. And we have to have our we could get our governor of the state of Tennessee, or form our own new government. For instance, the government of the District of West Tennessee. And we have to issue arrest warrants for people that are in the World Economic Forum, the Bilderbergers, the CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations, what that stands for, the Trilateral Commission, all the Jew bankers, the Federal Reserve, the United Nations, all these organizations that are working against us, the Fortune 500 companies that are trying to go everything in the global, to trying to globalize everything, tear down our borders, and the politicians. We have to issue legal awards to these people. And people, this is what's going to get kind of hairy. Very few men/women are going to have the stomach to do this. It'll never happen, but I'm telling you, this is what we'll have to take, what we'll take to take this country back. We have to issue warrants for them and do away them with them. And when I say do away, that means copying our Jewish brothers, what the Jews did. And I've repeated this before. Look in the Russia, from 1918 to the 1950s, they killed countless tens of millions. They killed 66 million, 100 million. But Alexander Solzhenitsyn says 66 million white Christians were killed in the Soviet Union through these concentration camps. We have to emulate them. Is it horrible? Yes, it's horrible. Who would want to do it? I mean, it's a living hell to have to do it, but it's either them or us. If we don't eliminate these people, and I'm talking about legally now, there'll be no, your children, your grandchildren are going to perish from the face of the earth. It's either them or us. It's that simple. And there's no other way. Because as long as there's one of these people left on the face of the earth, there'll never be any rest for us. Because let me tell you what, these people I'm talking about, these international Satanist Jews, they have one goal. They want to do to the entire world what they're trying to do to Russia. They want us dead in the ground. They'll never rest until we are by God dead. Sister Nancy, go ahead.
I have a suggestion, Eddie, that we take up a donation and a collection to send Zio preacher John Hagee on a holiday to Gaza.
I think so. I think that'd be an excellent idea. I certainly do. I most certainly do. You know, he already has a jet that the State of Israel gave him, as long as a lot of these other big preachers.
Sure.
But I hope I didn't take up too much time.
I'm just going to give you our regular run. I've got a bunch of things that I've got notes on, but I'll give you our regular weekly tar and feathering is to your Tennessee representative, Andy Ogles. I don't know if you know about this, Eddie, but he is in the hot seat a little bit because people were questioning him about this Holocaust and genocide going on in Gaza, and he said, go ahead and kill all of them. That's what he said to the protesters who were protesting in Congress, and I called and left a message. I'll leave the listeners with that telephone number again to call your congressman or senators. It's 202-224-3121. You can leave a message. They don't even have to be there. You can probably call today. And I would like to let this Andy Ogles of Tennessee know that he has blood on his hands. He said, go ahead and kill all these Palestinians. That's what the Jews are saying in Israel. The heroes I'm going to commend are the Code Pink protesters who are protesting Blinken and in the halls of the swamplands in D.C.
Sister Nancy, we have to go to a quick break, Sister Nancy. We'll come right back to the pink people as soon as we come back from this break. Be right back, folks.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters.
I think this was a crime of opportunity. He did not know her at all, where he saw an individual, and bad things happen.
New information from University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark about the suspect accused of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog near the campus in the town of Athens.
The investigation suggests that they had no relationship.
Records show the 26-year-old man, an illegal alien from Venezuela, who crossed into our country back in 2022. Chief Clark saying the man faces a long list of charges.
He has been charged with the following: malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another.
This, by the way, the first murder on the UGA campus in 20 years. Classes canceled until Monday. In other news, polls are open in South Carolina. Voters casting ballots in the Republican primary. Former President Trump has been campaigning in the Palmetto State along with former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Trump making his appeal to black voters.
He got indicted a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against. It's been pretty amazing.
As for Haley,
don't you think we need to have mental competency tests for anyone over the age of 75? Look, I'm not being disrespectful when I say that. We all know people over the age of 75 that can run circles around us.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the burger perfection flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial.
Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, very quickly before we go right back to Sister Nancy, what I was telling you a minute ago, the solution to the problem, if there is, it's going to have to involve Jesus Christ and God Almighty. But here, I'm telling you what, if you look back in history, you'll see, I'm telling you right, for the past 200 years, it's been a total war against white Gentiles, against Christianity, what they call Gentiles, white people, European people, Christian people. And the people we are battling are after us. They want us dead. Our population is shrinking even as we speak. The white population of the world is dropping. There were like 29 states in the 40, in just the United States of America, 29 states, the death rate exceeded that of the birth rates. And there's only one solution, people. It's either them or us. And it'll have to be done just the way I said it, on a biblical way. And figure that out. I mean, I know that sounds like an oxymoron. But anyway, go ahead, Sister Nancy. Continue on with the Code Pink.
Okay, well, I made them the heroes for the week, Code Pink protesters who have been protesting not only in the halls of Congress, but outside of certain representatives' offices and outside of Blinken's home. They have been out there when he was leaving from his home. They've had their hands painted red. They've been pitching out red paint, and they've been very active. And I know Code Pink has been around for a while. I learned about them when they had the first blockade of Gaza. The leader of Code Pink, she is Jewish. Her last name is something like, I know her last name, I think, is Benjamin. But I have to commend them. No matter who they are right in the courtrooms. They're in the meeting rooms. They're in Congress. They're standing up and protesting when our so-called Jew-loving politicians are making a comment. They will disrupt the meetings, and I commend them for doing this. Somebody has to step up for what is going on in Gaza. And if it has to be this Jewish front, I'm not saying they're all Jewish, but I know the leader is Jewish. And back to this great American country and their position on Israel. I want to say that on Tuesday, the 20th of this month, the U.S. again, I think for the third time, vetoed an Arab-backed, supported U.N. resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israeli genocide of Gaza. The other cowardly nation abstained was the U.K. The excuse that America had used in this veto was that it interfered with negotiations on a deal to free hostages, who are all Jews, who were abducted in Israel. 15-member Security Council was 13-1, with cowardly UK abstaining, and the U.S., the only country out of the 15 that was against this ceasefire. I suppose the bigwigs have not made enough increases in their military stock investments, in BEA. BEA, which is a part of Raytheon. They manufacture munitions, explosives, gun systems, and artillery systems that meet needs on air, land, and sea, and they supply the weapon, they are a supplier to Israel with a range of weapon systems. That's called the BEA system. It is one of several U of K arms firms. We can go back, and probably tonight there'll be more thousands will be injured in Gaza. Currently, it is estimated that 29,000 Palestinians are dead, with many more seriously injured, approximately 70,000. And one of the most pathetic things I saw on YouTube, two little brothers, both severely injured, one with his leg amputated, the other with severe burns. They are holding hands. They were, I don't know, they might have been 9 and 10 or 9 and 12. They are the only survivors of their family. There are 25,000 orphans. And how can this country look away? How can we as human beings ignore what is going on? But we're doing it, and we're doing it successfully with the aid of the Jew media, because the only thing that you will hear in mass media today is there are some poor, unfortunate hostages that have to be released no matter what. We have to get these hostages out. Okay, yeah, that's unfortunate, but I'll bet a lot of them have been killed by Israeli weapons and bombings. How can they be safe in Gaza anywhere? On American Free Press, which a lot of my notes have come from there, page 14, they say that there's an Israeli law pending to protect soldiers or the police who kill Arabs. Well, they've been doing that for years. I mean, I doubt if anybody gets prosecuted in Israel for killing Arabs. That's just, that's kind of like a daytime activity for most of these people and these settlers. They love
Sister
to attack
Nancy,
the Arabs.
I'd like to make a quick comment. I'd like to make a quick comment, too. And, you know, that when you said that, you're so true. These Israeli soldiers, for years and years and years, especially every Friday, it's kind of like a sport. They shoot these Palestinian kids that come up to the walls and the barbed wire fences. They shoot them. You know what? And if there's nary an immigrant coming across into Israel. In the end, here and to once again to copy Sister Nancy, to copy what our Jewish brothers do, so to speak, that's what we'll have to do on our border. This friggin' barbed wire stuff like that ain't going to work. It's either our army is going to have to start shooting these people to make them come into this. It's the only way. Nothing else is working, Sister Nancy. I mean, it has to. If we want to survive as a white Christian group of people, it's going to take super drastic, I mean, I'm talking about radical measures, and very few people have the guts. But anyway, you remind me that, hoping to interrupt you too much, what you said reminded me what the Israelis do. They shoot anybody that tries to come through their fences and their walls. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Listen to this. I don't know if you call it a law, but it was something that was agreed upon by the police and I guess the soldiers, that when a young person is throwing a stone at them, and if they capture them, which they do often, why not, they break their hands. And that's allowed. That's encouraged. I mean, these things that they're doing are so beyond the realm of Gentile white thinking. Let's put it that way. These are not the way that we think. We cannot understand how they can actually condone this. They actually are condoning it. They're encouraging it. Some of the other things that I've got outlined, I just want to note that the U.S., once Julian Assange brought to this country, to spend 175 years in a U.S. jail.
Oh, they'll kill him.
And right this, yeah, which will kill him. And I mean, how many years has he spent in the current prison in UK? I think he's been there about 5 years, but he was also in the embassy for about 9 years. The kangaroo trial for Julian Assange in the UK is currently went on this week, Monday through Wednesday. And he is targeted for his exposure of state-level crimes by the U.S. Now, let me repeat that. He's targeted by us for his exposure of state-level crimes by our country. That's why we want to get him. That's why we want to put him behind bars. He exposed our crimes, our war crimes. And that is why he has to be held accountable. He is ill. He's been in prison in Belmarsh, I think about 5 years. The U.S. wanted to kidnap him or assassinate him. We know that because that was somehow exposed and let be known. Now, that's how we operate. We want to kidnap him when he was in taking refuge at the Ecuadorian embassy for about 7 or 8 years or 9 years. The U.S. wanted to kidnap him or assassinate him. Now, the fact that we considered that should tell us that these are actions we do take. We are willing to consider that. That means that we have done that before. It wasn't, I think it was under Trump. They suggested to Trump that he either kidnap Julian Assange or go ahead and kill him. I mean, we are living in a deranged society.
Fascinating. So, well, folks, see the music. We got to go to a quick break, and I got to straighten out some wires. People, hang on to your seats. We'll be right back after this quick message.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, family, Steve, I'm wrestling with some wires here and a lamp I was knocked over. Thank you so much for hanging on. We're going right back to Sister Nancy for a minute, but we're bringing on two of our guests tonight. They'll be on any minute now. We have Fred Leutcher. Talked about him. He is the only man that's recognized in the world by three nations as he's the foremost expert. He's the only expert on gas chambers in the whole world. He testified before the Ernst Sundell trial back in 2007. Well, I'll let him say the rest of that. He has a very long storied career in battling against the Holocaust, and he paid the price for it. He had an engineering firm at one time. He lost that because he got on the wrong side of the Jews. And his friend's coming on. She's a lawyer. We're getting ready to bring them on any minute now. But Sister Nancy, I want you to come on, and I want you to listen and answer them some questions because you're very good at that. But anyway.
Well, I have
Hey, Fred, so we have our guest on. How you doing tonight, Fred?
Turn off your microphone on Skype, Fred.
How you doing, Fred?
Very good, and yourself?
Doing pretty good. Can you turn your volume up just a little bit?
I don't know if yes. Okay. Mona said something to me. She's shutting off her microphone. Okay. Oh. And I shut mine off.
Oh, well.
Is that going to be enough?
Fred.
We're on Skype. We can see each other. That's all.
Now, sometimes Skype doesn't work that well. I know Sam, the guy who Sam owns Liberty News Radio. He's the one that syndicates our program.
Right.
He's not too happy about it. He's not very wild about Skype. I think he in the past we've had a lot of trouble with Skype. But go ahead, introduce yourself. You know, by the way, Fred, this is on Blood River Radio. This is German Month. Where it's our theme is all thing German in Germany. But also, we have another guest on tonight. We have Fred's. We have Miss Mona Montgomery on. Miss Mona, are you there?
Yeah, here I am. Hi there.
Can you turn your volume up a little bit? You're just a little weak.
Yeah, let me see if I can. Okay, is that any better?
That's a little bit better. I think it's a little bit better. But if you will, Miss Mona, go ahead and introduce yourself. I know you're a friend of Fred Leutcher's and you're an attorney in California. Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Mona Montgomery, and I'm an elder abuse attorney in California. And I met Fred Leutcher because he was being abused by his reverse mortgage company, who had foreclosed on him twice. And Jim Rizzoli was bad-mouthing Fred Leutcher about this situation. So I called up Fred, and I said, don't worry, nobody believes me. What? What did you say?
Continue on, Mona.
Okay. Anyway, I called Fred about a year and a half ago, and in the course of talking about the reverse mortgage company, the city of Malden descended on him trying to take his house before the reverse mortgage guy could get them. So they're both the reverse mortgage people are fighting with the city of Malden to see who can kick Fred out of his house first. And in the course of discussing this with Fred, we've pretty much fallen in love with each other and are planning to get married. And I was already very interested in the Hula Hoax, and I knew him well because he's a very, very high-profile person in the revisionist community. I mean, maybe the most high-profile person. So that was a big honor for me to get involved with him.
That's what Fred told me a little bit about that, but not a lot. But you sound like a really intelligent lady, and I'm so glad that I'm so glad that you're with us tonight. So let me ask you this question before we go back to Fred: how long have you been in the so-called in the revisionist movement? How long have you had suspicions that the so-called Holocaust was a big fairy tale? When did you start coming around?
I suddenly woke up on 9/11 when I was in the chat room with everybody, and everybody knew that it was a big hoax. The 9/11 thing obviously was a big put up scam. And while we were talking about the lies that the government was telling us, it came out that the Hula hoax was a lie too. It was a huge shock to me. And I had the same nervous breakdown everybody else has when they find out that the Jews are not the saint-like humanitarian we've been taught that they were, and that there were no Jewish lampshades and no Jewish soap and no gas chambers. And that was because of 9/11, because they went too far in 9/11. They showed their face.
Well, I know Fred... so you've been around since you came around 9/11. Okay, now Fred, give us just for the people. You've been on several times on Blood River Radio before. Give our listeners a biography, your own biography. It doesn't have to be real long. I know you grew up in the Massachusetts penal system.
My father was a superintendent of transportation at the state prison, first at Charlestown and then at Walpole. And I used to go with them to work when I was a youngster. I started going at four. And I've been associating with criminals my entire life. They taught me how to crack safes, pick locks, and do all kinds of good stuff. But at any rate, because of that, and I later became an engineer, I was working on navigational hardware. My the steward of the prison in Walpole contacted. He asked my father, "Would you ask Freddie to come down and talk to me?" He said, "We have a situation where they passed the law that they were going to have to use the electric chair again." And it turned out that the law was unconstitutional, so they never had to do it. But he called me in, and he asked me what they had to do to make the thing functional. And while I was dealing with him on that, he passed my name to around other prisons throughout the country, and I became known as maker of execution hardware. And I was working with all of the states with capital punishment. And I started initially with electric chairs, and I got into everything else because the state of New Jersey passed a law that they were going to use lethal injection. The doctors knew they couldn't do a good job, so they said, "We need a machine and we need an engineer," and that's what they got. But at any rate, because of this, I was contacted by Ernst Zundel's defense team, and they contacted me and they said, we need somebody who's an expert on execution equipment to go to Poland and look at the alleged gas chambers and determine whether or not there were gas chambers. And I did that. And since I did that, everybody knows who I am and knows what happened. And because I did that, as you know, I had my business destroyed. I was put in prison in Germany. So I've had all kinds of things. They destroyed my business here in the United States. I'm talking about the Jews now. They destroyed my business in the United States. And on top of that, they tried to put me in jail here for practicing as an engineer without a license, which is not a crime in the United States. You only have to have a license if you're certifying blueprints. Anything else, it doesn't matter. But that's a kind of a rundown on my background. And now I've been, I'm retired now. I can't get a job at all because nobody wants to hire me. I was working at the Home Depot in Somerville, which is not far from Boston, not from me here. And a local newspaper found out I was here. He happened to like me. I didn't even know who he was. And he published it in the paper, and I wound up getting pushed out. Nobody wants me. I'm some kind of a pariah at this point. So,
well, you paid the price. Well, you know, Fred, give us a, before we go to a break, give us a little timeline. Now, the way you found, when you got in really hot water was with the Jews, the way you really got on their blacklist is because you did agree to serve as a witness, to work for the defense team, the legal team of Ernst Zundel. Before we go, I'll give a little scenario here, a little bio of Ernst Zundel. I don't know as much about him as a lot of people, but now Ernst Zundel was a Canadian. I think he was an artist, and he had looked into the so-called Holocaust thing, and he was having second thoughts about that. And you correct me if I'm wrong, now, Fred. The only thing, the main thing that got Ernst Zundel in trouble was he was passing out pamphlets, not even his own, called, and the name of the pamphlets was "Did 6 Million Really Die?" We'll get back to that. People, we're transitioning to the second hour. We're going to Fred Leutcher, Mr. Fred Leutcher, and Miss Mona Montgomery. They're going to be with us for the entire second hour. So we'll be right back, people. Hang on to your seats. Get your coffee break, whatever you need.